Okay.
Testing. Are we here?
Yep.
We are here. We are here. And we're going to get her started here with Dane.
I'm Dane G. Kroll, author of the Realm of Goryeo series, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are actually going to be looking at something that Logan picked up. It's still Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but Logan actually picked these up because he liked what was in them. This is the Yu-Gi-Oh Duel Overload box set. So, Logan, what was it that caught your interest in them?
The oversized cards that are in the boxes. They're all in the style of the manga's cards, basically. We've got half the set already, but... Yeah.
So each box comes with one oversized card. You don't know which one you're getting.
Oversized set is what I'm talking about, yeah. The whole
set. Right. But you don't know which one you're getting, so it's just like the packs. It's luck of the draw. Yep. And like Logan said, we have half the set, or he has half the set already, not we, since it's more his collection than mine. But we do have our collections joined together now. These sets are $30 per set. You get, is it six packages in a box? So, and they are five card packages because they're all ultra rares. There is no special cards in these. Everything's an ultra rare. The only thing that's kind of special is those larger cards or oversized cards. The other thing about this set, before we start opening packs, is that you get... I believe it's 54 new cards. Correct, Logan?
I think so. It's either 54 or 46, and the other one's the other one.
56. I was off by
56 and 44.
So 56 new cards and 44 returning cards. So it's a whole full set of 100 cards. So that's what the set is. Yeah,
a bit over half of it's coming to here for the first time.
So this is one that we did not get sent. We actually did go out and Logan purchased these on his own. So we spent the $30. So you can tell if we have three of the cards, that's you can do the math in your head. Logan's opening his first one up, so we're going to see what he gets.
Oh, and another thing, there's, from what we could tell... 10 different images that the booster packs can have. That's the way we decided which booster packs to open for this. Since
so if you like the imagery on the packages, there's 10 to get for the individuals. Yep. So, cool.
And we've got Reptilian Echidna, which is a naga with white hair and bat wings and looks almost centipede-like snake part.
Okay.
Link monster.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Cobra Law! No.
What giraffe, which is a giraffe that has little light bulbs as ears, the Tesla coils as the little things, and weird eyes, but otherwise completely normal giraffe.
Yep, that's true.
Condemned Dark Lord, another link, but this one's a fallen angel gal with demon horns and a little red crown in there above her head.
Oh, I kind of like that one. That's cool. Yep. I like the... depiction of that. Okay, that's a cool one. I like the white hair. Well, the other one had white hair too, though. I guess that's the form of a snake.
Okay. Naga, yeah. Yep. Daigusto Imeral, an Xyz monster that's a knight with metal wings, and his weapons are two blade-edged shields.
Oh, okay.
Full green armor.
Yeah.
Covering everything, but yeah.
Kind of has metallic eagle wings, I guess,
uh-huh.
on the backside of them. So that's kind of cool.
I'm only thinking knight instead of machine because he has the hands on the inside of
those. That's what I would say, too. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Is there a reason? I know these are link monsters. That's why
that's blue. Xyz, yep.
That's Xyz. That's why it's a black border.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
And Card of Fate, the spell card, which has the backs of five Yu-Gi-Oh cards on there with one shining, and then a whole deck of Yu-Gi-Oh cards just scattered on the floor with smoke rising out.
So that's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got to see if I can open this pack without completely destroying it for Logan.
We have more that I'll...
He does like the packs.
Yeah.
If the back's kind of ripped, that's no biggie, is it?
No. It's okay. just
the front
part. Yeah. Maybe a bit on the edges of the back, but... Yeah.
I'm trying.
Looks like it did good.
Okay, the first one is compulsory evocation
evacuation.
Device. God, I can't even talk tonight. Yeah, compulsory evacuation device. It's like he's being shot out of a giant cannon.
Yep.
Cubic casualty. Looks like a bunch of cannons being fired off in a space-type deal. Oh, here's another link. Mm-hmm. Yuki Ono, the Absolute Zero Makakashi. Mayakashi. These are cool. I like these links that they have in here. They're kind of tied together.
It's another white-haired one.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're almost very similar in style. I like that.
That is kind of neat.
Huh. Ooh. And Grookum Umbrella kind of looks like has a young boy and a young girl walking through a garden underneath a very frail umbrella.
Oh, it's a lily umbrella.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know.
And gray some umbrella. I'm guessing that's the species of flower they're using as an umbrella.
And then we have another link monster. It is Protector Whelp of the Destruction Swordsman. And it's basically looks like it's a... I don't know if it's like a holographic dragon or it's really shiny gold. And it looks like it's attacking somebody in the front of the card. But the main is the shiny goldness of the dragon. So it's kind of cool.
It looks like it's holding on to the blade's hilt, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Not sure.
I like it the looks other like it's first.
Smiling, but that could also be the muzzling bit. And that's the Buster Blader in the...
Okay. I still like these three companion pieces, though. Those are cool.
Uh-huh. That is neat that they basically all have the exact same hair. It's just kind of funny.
So, as we said, we are opening 10 packs today. You do get 6 in a box, though. So
yeah. So far, we've gotten 4 and 3 of the oversized cards there. But so, we were planning on buying at least 3 more, but we probably
won't. We'll see.
Yeah. Do more of that. This cubic casualty again.
Yep, duplicate. That another happens.
Link monster, an abyss actor hyper director, which has a old looking face but blue skin, and his arms are robot arms. Okay. He's in a director's chair. He's got a little mask that he's kind of.
He's a director of the space robotic opera. I don't know.
Who pretty knows? Much. The link monster Artifact Dagda, which is a spirit-looking guy holding on to a big mace with spikes around the top. The spirit-looking guy is in gold.
Oh, I got you now. Yeah, that's when hard I first to saw, see.
Yeah, artifact cards, actual people in the card is kind of hard to see. Yeah,
it is because it's the artifacts in the forefront.
Yep. Malefic Divide, which is space with an X torn out of it. With an eye looking through. Looks kind of neat.
Oh, kind of like a rip in space almost.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And a ritual monster. Saravis the Ancient and Ascended. Which is a Eastern style dragon that's blue and very long horned and bearded. With clothes too. But
a bearded it's dragon? It's just
straight up dragon.
Well, that's kind of cool too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Almost looks like an ice dragon.
Kind
of. Because of the coloration.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, now I got to see if I can rip this open again without tearing it all to pieces for Logan. We like the artwork, and that's why he kind of keeps the imagery on the packages too, at least one of each different image.
Yeah, I try to.
If he can.
I try to. Okay. I'll play the game some too, but yeah, I mainly collect them.
Destiny Hero Celestial. It just looks like a generic hero. Another.
You got the blade.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a ninja-esque type.
Yeah, he's got two huge blades on his back.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of something similar to a Deadpool type character, or if you ever watched or heard of Youngblood, they kind of have something similar to that. But
true.
Next one is Phantasm Emperor Challenge. It's like a robotic creature, purplish.
Yep.
Not the most exciting of cards, but that's all right. Madulish Magdalene looks like a young lady in a nice little frou-frou dress. I can't remember what they call that.
One of them adult chick cards?
Lolita. Not the gothic Lolita, but the little child Lolita.
I think that's just normal Lolita.
Is that just normal Lolita? Okay. Then she's carrying a fork in one of her hands, so that's weird. But okay.
Magdalene. Yep. And it's in a witch hat and such.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's not bad looking card, no. Shmrog, Bird of Sovereignty.
One of the Simorgs.
So you have a four-winged giant bird, kind of turquoise in color. So that's, and it's coming down at you, grabbing you with the claws. King Dragoon, or Dragon, is basically the serpent creature again. It does have some legs like a Chinese dragon. Has the wings again. The head, though, looks, it's more of a dragon. It's not like a person per se, it's more of a dragon type.
Yep. Oh, this is another Naga type. Yeah. Neat.
So that's four packs done. Logan's on his fifth. And the countdown begins. Fifth inning.
Halfway through.
Now the next five.
Witchcrafter Madame Vare, which is a blue haired girl with a rapier on a transparent chair. You can see the outline, but just the outline.
Oh, yep, I got you.
Another compulsory evacuation device. And one of the pack cover cards, Relinquished Anima, which is a relinquished link monster. That's neat.
Okay. What was the relinquish in the
came
very
from
first one?
Pegasus.
Was it just relinquish, or didn't? Wasn't it something else? Relinquish something?
Relinquished and relinquished restrict, I think.
Was that what it was? Okay. Because it's kind of the same
one. There were two
one.
Relinquished.
Kind of looks similar, but it's different. Yeah. But it does look very similar. Okay.
Another card of fate.
Another card of fate.
Yep. And Scrap Orthros, which is a metal dog made that looks moderately worn down. You can obviously see the joints and all that.
Okay, yeah.
I think they used a wrench half for the tip of the tail.
It's Cyber Dog now.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation, but it's actually Scrap Orthros. Orthos. Orthros. I don't know.
Moderately sure that's the name of a dog in one mythology or another, but yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. Sounds like it would be. Okay. My next pack that Logan's letting me open up.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a little bit more fun when I get to open some of these packs, too, than just waiting for him to go through them. I hope we got another Cubic Casualty. We have a Firebrand Hymnist. So we got a, looks like a kind of like a fairy young lady and a little candle that she's carrying. And I guess she's part of a choir because she's a hymnist. And then we have
Leaf Wings.
Smurog, Bird of Sovereignty again. And then we have two more Link Monsters I don't think we've had yet. We have the Five-Headed Link Dragon, which pretty much is what it says it is. It's really big, though, in the picture. It takes almost the whole frame.
And it's either this or the fusion monster that's the one of the
right
pack
here.
Covers, yeah. Yeah, it's this one, Five-Headed Link Dragon.
Because it takes so much of the frame, it's almost a little hard to see the heads to a degree.
Yeah, there's a pure fire, white and black one, a metal one, yeah.
Okay, we have another one to go with our Hypnist. We have a Bloom Harmonist, the Melodious. These have shiny lettering, guys. That's why I'm taking so long. Composer. Bloom Harmonious, the Melodious Composer. Wow. That's hard to say fast.
And
but it's song related again. Yep. And this is,
though, surprisingly, I'm pretty sure they're actually not the same archetype.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're friends.
Yeah.
They're not related. They're friends. Uh-huh. Okay, Logan's next pack. He's down to just two, and I'm down to two, so four more left. Remember, if you are interested in these, you can probably pick them up online if you happen to go to a Walmart and if you're grocery shopping or whatever.
Pick up supplies, go ahead and pick
some there if they allow you to buy them. I know some states are not.
Yeah, true.
Because of everything that's happening, but
generally the cards are near the checkout. They might be able to.
What you got?
Compulsory evacuation device and cubic casualty again.
Two more duplicates.
Those are common. An ancient year ballista link monster, which is a robotic centaur with crossbows for hands.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of arrows. Oh, and there's also a crossbow as his abdomen, I think that would be.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's okay.
Another card of fate.
That's kind of different. And another duplicate.
The link monster, Ojama Emperor, which is a big-headed purple guy with a throne.
So somebody's squeezing him tight to get a purple head. Is this kind of, he's all purple, isn't he? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of looks like a slug almost.
Kind of?
A sluggish type creature.
Yeah, the Ojamas are kind of like that.
But you can kind of see how these are random chances, random cards. You saw with that pack there, out of the five, you only got two new ones.
It happens.
When you're getting 100 cards set, it might take you a while to get them. You can keep buying the set or the boxes, or you could buy them individually from stores if they sell them individually.
Yep. But all of them are apparently the same rarity, so there should be about the same chance to get whichever cards. So
that's all right. Well, we got another duplicate. Firebrand Hymnist. Phantasm Emperor Trilogen is another duplicate. Here's a negative one. Trap Tricks Jinlisi. That's kind of cute. She's kind of a younger teenager, I would say, with white hair. But she's not a link monster. She's just a regular monster. But it's almost like maybe their younger sister. But I know it's not. So, yep. Then we have another new one. Salaman Great Almirage. This one is kind of like a robotic, almost looks like a horned rabbit. But Logan can look at that and see what he thinks.
Huh. Yeah, and the horn and kind of tail are made out of fire, too. Yeah.
So it's not bad looking. And then we have a spell card, Zombie World. So it's basically just like a field card, in essence. So there's nothing really exciting on this card. It's just an open, desolate, grayish world. So
there's a bone coward, I think, in the background, and a few other monster cards that you can see if you really look hard.
If you really look hard.
Two or three.
I don't want to look that hard.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to make it much out of that. It's all covered in a purple haze.
Yep. Last two packs. Logan's going first on his last one. We'll see what he gets. And he's got more packs, like he said. When you buy four of them, four times six, that's 24. 24. So we're opening about half of them. Not quite half, two-thirds? Almost.
Two-fifths?
Yeah. Almost half.
Magical Musketeer Caspar, which is a blonde guy with a gun, and the hand that's holding that gun has turned into a kind of slime hand, and he's having trouble aiming, it looks like.
I assume it's named after the musketeer, or is it because of the musketeers back in the old days of France? I don't know. Do you know?
From what I understand, they've got based on both a German play and Wild West characters.
Okay.
Not exactly sure on Caspar's part, but yeah.
Okay.
Link Monster Alien Shock Trooper M-Frame, which looks like a kind of reptilian centaur guy with a sword and a shield with a blade attached to it, kind of like an Absol's head bit.
And they're calling him Alien?
Yep.
What about all these other weird-looking things? Okay, has a lot of action in this artwork here, so pretty cool. All right.
And now a link monster, Crossroads Dragon, which is a little purple dragon with red roses as the wings, a pink rose on its chest and little roses of other colors surrounding it, and its tail is a bouquet of roses at the end.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
It's so cute. A flower dragon.
Yeah.
Instead of a flower child, it's a flower dragon. Yep.
King Yosukui, which is a goblin at a festival with a pot of great goblin getting ready to do the trying to get goldfish caching with a net.
Okay. Koi?
Yeah, probably. And there's other parts of the festival in the background. It's neat.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. It's like a fair booth. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that with the koi or not. I know the goldfish definitely does. So yeah, you're right on that. Okay.
Yep. And gotcha. Another link monster, DDD Abyss King Gilgamesh, which is a purple guy with armor and a spear in one hand, a ghostly or otherworldly sword because it's got a green flame aura in the other hand. And he's got an axe, like three or five more swords, and it looks like a quiver on his back. Yeah, he's got a lot of weapons.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, one breaks, he can pull out another. Cool. Okay.
That seems to be a trend in representations of Gilgamesh I've seen. Final Fantasy's Gilgamesh was a collector. Fate's Gilgamesh had the treasury of all the weapons and such.
Okay. All right, this is the last pack for this show, everyone. Remember, if you are at a library and everything gets kind of back to normal, this could be a program that you can do, but when everything gets back to normal, who knows at this point? It's going to be a question.
Yeah.
But anyway, the last five cards that we're going to go through, the first one is Hollow Giants. It kind of has a giant Chinese dragon coming up a cliff out of the fog, and has looks like a samurai on the cliff face, readying his spear to drive home into the dragon. So it's kind of a nice looking picture. I like
it. Yeah, it's in the one style of art too. It looks like at least the most of it. Yeah,
one style of art.
The old Japanese like the art style.
Yeah.
Like the I have no clue what it's actually called.
Is it the wood something or? God, I'm bad. I'm sorry. Somebody let us know. The next one is Dark Theon Dragon. And this is kind of a humanoid dragon because he's standing up on two legs and it looks like he has arms. This is just a wild looking card. He's got black wings and black and white accents throughout. It's almost looks like it has armor. It's a different looking card. It's almost too busy.
It's a pendulum card, too.
Okay.
Pendulum Xyz card. And yeah, his wings are bladed, and his chest looks almost like another face. Yeah. His tail's different. Also
different. Next one is Chaos Dragon Levenir, and it's basically like a skeletal dragon or robotic dragon with laser-type wings, or they're at least lit up, so that's why I say it might be more robotic than skeletal. And it's flying into like a swirling abyss type thing that's in the air. Kind of cool looking. I like the artwork on that one.
Yeah, it looks kind of robotic. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I would because the wings are lit up like they're like a light rather than fire or flame.
And the main bits are a stark white that's almost silver. So yeah, I can see metallic.
The next two are Speedroid Hexasaucer. And this is just a pendant with some silver balls kind of floating around it. And the pendant is only halfway closed, and then the other half is open to show a half of a silver ball in the middle. It's not the most exciting card in the world, but it's...
Oh, that's an eye in the middle.
Oh, okay.
You can see the white of the main bit.
A few tato.
And you can see the pink of the muscle holding onto the eye. That's okay. What it looks like.
Oh,
but yeah, other than that, it's kind of okay.
Then we have another, depending on if you like books, you will probably like this card. It's a magic formula, and basically it's the book of magic with the keyhole in it that you have to open up to unlock the hinges. So that's basically what it is, the Book of Magic. So Magic Formula is what it is. And that was my last card.
Yep. That's the cards we got.
So that's the ones you get. We didn't do too bad with originals. We got some duplicates, yes, but we got quite a few of the originals. A lot of Link Monsters in this one.
And it seemed like if we got duplicates, we got like a couple of duplicates in a row and then all the rest original. So it's kind of neat.
I'm trying to find the...
Favorite for you?
Yeah, because it's those first three ladies. That's going to be hard to choose from. Man... Okay, I think I'm going to go with her because she doesn't look as creature-ish.
The Fallen Angel
Yuki one? Una, the Absolute Zero Mayukashi is mine that I'm going to go with as a favorite. Logan's going to pull the cards together. He's going to go through them and see.
But I decide to be my favorite.
And I do have a few extra, but they're just duplicates over here. So he's going to be looking through those again. This is a Konami product, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dual Overload box sets. When I say box sets, it's just that you get six packs in a box. You do get the mystery oversized card. You don't know what you're going to get. It is just a random chance. There is one card in a box out of a total of six possible. Then they are... $29.99 suggested retail price for a set. So if you like the oversized cards, you definitely probably will want to pick these up. Logan does like the oversized cards, but doesn't grab them all the time, but this just hit him because of the artwork. So
yeah, these aren't just oversized cards that you can find normal size. These are oversized cards in the style of the manga.
So kind of different. So what'd you pick out?
The Crossroads Dragon. Because that was neat. And
Crossroads Dragon, that's the one I call the Flyer Dragon.
Yeah.
It's basically a vegetarian... I don't know what you would call that. Grass type?
Rose bed?
Yeah, it's kind of different looking. It's unique, I'll give it that. Yeah. So very cool. That is pretty much it for this go around. Like I said, Logan did pick these up on his own. We were not sponsored this time around, but we do enjoy picking up the packs and going through them ourselves too. It's just that we do have the sponsor that we are very fortunate to have. Uh-huh. But this time we did go out on our own and pick these up. Some house cleaning before we go. The opening song, I think I forgot to mention.
Yeah, we did.
And it was Night of the Wind, Night with a K. And it is from Sonic the Black Knight original soundtrack. So that's from the video game, Logan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go to YouTube and listen to it. If you're interested, you could probably find the soundtrack somewhere to pick up digitally.
I'm not sure if you can find the game. It's a Wii game, so.
You might have to do some digging through some...
Garage sales, eBay.
There you go.
GameStop, I'm not sure.
Don't know.
Maybe.
We wanted to get a little bit of an upbeat one since we knew there was dragons in this one. That's kind of why we did that with the knight. And we did
there's a fair amount of knights. Wind types, too, and a few knights. Yeah,
there's the wind aspect of the title. But
with Simorgh and some of the other cards that I don't think we got. So.
True. So what we are going to go out on is Cry of the Dragons featuring Shram. And this is one that is on the Brunville YouTube channel. So if you like this, you can go listen to the whole song there. We're just going to do a sample again like we always do, as we did with Night of the Wind. And I don't know if this one's just was produced as a song or if they actually did it for a game.
I'm not sure. I think it might have been originally just the music. I'm not sure if the person who did the vocals in this was a fan who put the vocals in there or just actually there. But I'm not sure.
Okay, and it's a pretty long lead up. I think the lyrics actually come in about 40-ish seconds, so it's a long lead up. So give it some time. We left it for the outro because it is a slower song, but it's one you can just kind of be at peace with, even though it's a little bit sad because it is titled Cry of the Dragons. But I think that's going to pretty much do it, unless there's anything else you want to say, Logan?
Don't think so.
Okay, if not, we'll say that's it for this go around. We appreciate everybody out there listening. Hopefully you've been having fun. We've been having fun. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
And hold on.
Oh, hold on.
Almost forgot to mention this. That trap tricks from way back when? In her braids,
there are
dark
about?
Voids into space.
Okay.
Look at the one side of the braid you can see. There's a dark hole in there.
Okay.
Look at the...
I see the leaves behind her.
No, look at the braid that's pointing towards you. You can see the dark void.
Okay. Well, sure. Yeah. You guys can get the card and see what you think. I just see the darkness of the art. So it could be whatever you want it to be. We're having fun, as you can tell. We hope you're having fun again. We'll close it out. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Live. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.